Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The summer is, we were just talking about this, Bobby, the dusting, because I saw the article.
If you saw the Newtown Bee article.
That's the one, yeah. And Bobby Dooley from the Western States Parent Teacher Organization is with us. Thank you for joining us, Bobby.
Phil, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having me on.
The summer's when the kids are out of school, and a lot of kids are just, you know, some things never change about the summer. One of them is we have some of our kids that are hurting themselves out there. They're getting into, you know, some things that are, like, hurting them, and that's what we want to talk about, especially this thing called dusting, right?
Well, Phil, it really isn't so much. Thank you again for having me on. It isn't really, Phil, so much the kids hurting themselves as some of the company they're keeping, some of the other kids out there that they run into for whatever reasons, you know, the homes they come from. There are responsible adults in some homes, and in some there are not. And we see the stories in the local press.
By the way, can I, just as an aside, what do you think of this woman that had sex with the kids at her son's party?
I don't know what to say about that. I think that some women are just pathetic that way. It's hard to imagine that a mother would involve herself in that kind of behavior. My son, Seth, who is our youngest, Phil, he's our 13-year-old, he's been seeing this one kid from his middle school this summer. It's this kid, this Brandon.
Okay.
And I am just here to say, as a concerned parent, I don't know what you can do about it. There are bad influences, and you're almost ready to throw your hands up.
And so, all right, what happened to him? What is the story?
Well, first of all, this Brandon goes to the same school as Seth, and this Brandon, he goes to the store with Seth, and they went over to the mall here, and the information I have is that Brandon encouraged my boy to buy something called Dust Off. Now, I want parents to remember this name.
All right, it's called Dust Off. Is it something that they huff traditionally?
Well, actually, it's what some kids call dusting. It's the manner in which they inhale this dust off.
Well, it's nothing more than compressed air, right?
That might be. I'm not sure. My son went to one of the computer stores, and Seth said he wanted to buy some batteries for his iPod, and this Brandon kid, he tells Seth to buy this dust off. And then he directs my son for the two of them to come over to our home here.
Okay.
And my husband's working during the day. 2 days a week, I'm at our store.
What store is that? You own a store?
Yeah, we have a boutique called Bobby's Closet. We have a lot of the first-run boutique items from France, jeans and, you know, tops and potpourri. So I'm there 2 days a week.
All right.
Now, apparently, as it came down to me, this Brandon, whose mother I've been friendly with, they just moved into the community. So I've been friendly with her. He directs my son into taking them to our home. That's where the story sort of ends with them. Now, I come home around 4:30 because I want the woman that we have to do these things to prepare our dinner.
Did you know the boys were there?
My son has a sign on his door, Phil. It says, keep out. And you know what you do? You try to respect the kids.
There's a lot of kids that have the sign that says, keep out on the door.
Well, I try to respect my son's wishes. I don't want him walking in on my husband and I when we are, and we often are, because we've got a very healthy marriage, engaged. But anyway, my husband gets home. Dylan and Justin, my two older boys, are at basketball camp, so they're not with us for the week. So finally, I knock on the door to let him know that Empire will have our dinner ready. So I knock on the door. I see that Seth is there with this Brandon, and I tell him, honey, dinner is ready.
Now, you mentioned that the boys were staring straight ahead at a television that was not turned on.
Well, at the time, you know, kids play games. And I thought it was some kind of a staring game, and they were ignoring me.
All right, but they were sitting there motionless. Let me read here the petition that you sent to the Homeowners Association. They were sitting on the floor, Indian style, staring straight ahead.
Yes. I didn't know anything about this Brandon kid, though, being someone who is going to have this kind of influence on my son. I thought it was some kind of a game.
All right, so they're sitting on the floor staring straight ahead and not responding to you.
Well, I didn't say they didn't respond. I just said dinner's ready, and that was it. And it was only my husband, when he went up a second time to get Seth for dinner, that he realized that this Brandon had directed my boy to use this dust off and to come to our home. And
then intoxicate themselves by huffing it.
Well, by do what they do. It's called dust. And my husband saw that Seth wasn't responsive and that this Brandon had dusted him, or that they dusted each other, or whatever call it. And I called Brandon's mother, and I told her that her son was no longer welcome.
How did you deal with your son?
We did what we could do, Phil. We tried to comfort him for the rest of the night. I told him. I held him. I told him that I'm sorry I wasn't there to protect him. There's nothing you can do, Phil.
But there is a lot to this story. There are the boys. There's this latest way to get stoned, this dust off. The fact that they went, they bought it.
The bottom line, though, Phil, and what I told the Homeowners Association and the PTO, is there's really nothing you can do. You can't protect your children. There are a lot of things that are just out of your control. And one of them are the behaviors and actions of other parents and how they, in many ways, encourage their children to damage others. I don't know.
Well, you're blaming the other mother, but...
Well, it's her fault, Phil, but the message has to be driven home, is there really is nothing you can do. Sometimes you just have to let nature take its course. Some problems need to be solved.
Well, you're blaming the other mother and the other boy, and you don't see your own son as being culpable.
I don't see how my own son is culpable when he is directed by this boy to go to the dust-off store, or whatever they call it, buy the dust-off, and dust, and go and dust.
Mr. Henry, this is Steve Dooley.
Yes, Steve.
I have a can of dust-off here, and I'm not sure if this is the right thing to do, and I've talked to my wife. I don't know what to do. I love my son so much that I'm going to dust and see.
You want to try this? Is that what you're saying?
What are you saying?
Well, I love my son so much.
I wouldn't do it.
It's compressed air, Phil.
Well, it's something that's going to remove the oxygen from his... Hold on for just a second while I give our phone number here. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're throwing your hands up in futility, saying that there's nothing you can do to protect your kid from the negative influence of other kids and other parents. There's two things I want to say. How do you know that this is all about another kid and another parent? And
well, look, these people moved into our neighborhood not more than a couple of months ago. I was very friendly with her. And all of a sudden, as the result of my being friendly or not, her son has directed my boy to the computer store to the dust-off store to get dusted. He is directed to our home.
Why do you feel that he was directed?
You know why? I'll tell you why, Phil. It's a very good question. Seth is very impressionable. He looks up to older boys. Seth is only 12. This Brandon's 13. He looks up to other boys, and he wants to be like the other guys. And so when Brandon took him to the store there and told him to buy the dust off, and Steve...
All right, what is he doing?
I just used the compressed air, Mr. Henry, on account of get dusted.
So are you saying I don't approve of that at all?
I would say to you, Mr. Dooley, that it's not...
It's not a good idea, Steve.
It's not a very good idea, sir, because my understanding is that this actually is a oxygen deprivation kind of a high. I don't know that that's a smart... Of course, I suppose every high is oxygen deprivation. Your son, you said, is older than this other boy, and yet he's easily influenced.
Absolutely. Seth looks up to other kids. Yes, he's a year older than Brandon. But Seth always wants to look up to kids. He's very impressionable. And he was led astray by this other boy who is older in terms of not so much in age or emotionally, but his crime instinct is older. Seth is not a criminal, but obviously this Brandon has a crime. He's a crime boy that is older than Seth. And my message tonight, Phil, to you, and my message to the other parents.
I know that this has been a very emotional and very harrowing week.
But man, I
know that this has been a very emotional and harrowing week for you. And I'm just asking you to try to get through this interview with us.
Well, I just don't know what to do. You can't protect these children anymore. There's nothing you can do.
Absolutely nothing.
No, nothing. I've tried. We've moved to a gated community. And moving right into our community is this woman and the boy. I knew when the woman and the boy moved here.
All right. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Henry Show. Talking with Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, the Western Estates Homeowners Association, about dusting, and that her son, Brandon, was directed to She says he was directed. Her son went to a store, bought this dust off, and went back to their house and sucked or huffed some of this dust off with a friend of his. Ms. Dooley feels that it was the influence of this kid, Brandon, and the bad parenting of the other mother that has led her son, Seth, to become a crime boy. Or at least be acting like other boys who are criminal. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry, drug addict. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, I want to ask you about that. Bobby Dooley from the Western States Parent Teacher Organization, Dusting. It is something the kids are doing now to get high, using dust off, which is actually produced to clean, compressed air to clean computer keyboards. Somehow they huff this stuff or they suck on it or whatever. You sell this stuff at your store.
Well, so we sell a lot of things. We have Bobby's Closet features not only, boutique items, but we also have accessories for computers. And we do, yes, we sell it because it is intended to clean computer keyboards. So I don't know what your point is.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying it's everywhere. To say that your son was influenced by another boy.
Phil, I know my boys better than anyone. My boys are not going to, it would never occur to them to do the dust off unless this new boy, and let me underline that, new to the neighborhood, and the mother, the boy and the mother moved in. Now, first of all, it's a woman and a boy alone. There's no father. You keep an eye on a situation like that as a homeowners association president. I've had a lot of people come up to me and say, you know that woman and the boy. And I've said, yes, we're keeping an eye on the situation. I didn't want to be bigoted about it. I let my boy associate with this Brandon. Now it is coming back to haunt me. And I can tell you, I'm sorry I'm so emotional. Steve has tried some of the dust off this evening.
Is he there?
No, he's not. He went out. But I can tell you that there's nothing we can do, Phil.
Well, that's the message I think is the most depressing, that there's nothing we can do, because I think you're wrong.
Well, I'm a mother, Phil. I know. As a mother, I love my children, and I know there's no way I can protect them, nor can any other mother.
Well, I would respectfully disagree. 1-800-449...
Well, you can disagree all you want.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Kelly, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Good evening. Thanks for taking my call. Ms.
Yes,
Dooley,
yes,
I'd like to ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Did you never speak with your child about drugs and teach him to say no and teach him that drugs are wrong? I understand children are impressionable. I have several nieces and nephews that are very young, and all, but we all in my whole family, we all teach them, you know, to be independent, to say no. You don't have to do what everybody's doing.
Well, I've never had to have that conversation with my boys because they're very intelligent. They're above average in intelligence. And
so are my nieces and nephews. They're all above average. Mm-hmm. They're the children of teachers and different things like that, and they're very free. But yet we still have that talk with them to let them know that there is right and wrong out there, and they don't have to do what everybody's doing.
Let me make my point, though, and here it is. And here's where there's a fault in your logic. Yes, of course, at school they've had anti-drug messages. And yes, of course, we will reinforce that when we're watching a program on TV. But guess what, Kelly? Dust off isn't a drug. Ouch. That's got to hurt.
But, I mean,
so what do you say?
It doesn't have to be just drugs. They can be out there doing something stupid, like out there speeding, you know, down drag racing or something. I mean, if their friends are doing it, are they going to do it? If they think it's something
I don't know. What do you mean? What do you mean by bag racing? What's bag racing?
Drag racing.
Drag racing. Listen to me.
I'm listening to you, and I do. You know something? You didn't hear yourself. You said anti-drug. I said, you're right. Dust off isn't a drug. Hello?
But it does the same thing as drugs to you. I mean, they're using it like a drug.
Well, ma'am, am I supposed to, in other words, recognize, let's go to the store today. Oh, I know. Let's buy some snail killer. That they're going to eat those pellets? I mean,
well, with a young child, you certainly keep that stuff.
Yeah.
These are young men. Let me tell you something. If you have to tell your son, who's 13, not to eat snail-killing pellets, you've got a retard for a kid. And I say with the greatest of respect.
Let's not use the word retard, okay?
Well, I say the greatest of respect to Kelly. What kind of nieces and nephews do you have?
I have got very wonderful nieces and nephews. They're very Christian children. They're grown up in Christian homes.
But I'm not going to say they're retards.
Parents.
I'm not going to say they're retards, but you know what I'm...
You better not say they're retards.
Well, you know what I'm saying, right?
No, I don't. I mean, do you not teach your children that they don't have to go along with the crowd, that they don't have to do everything their friends do just because they're doing it? I mean, hey, do they not have a mind of their own?
He looks up to this boy.
But your son's a year older than this Brandon, right?
Yes.
How come he looks up to a kid that's younger than him?
That doesn't have anything to do with it. All right?
Usually if you look up to someone, that person is older than you, not younger.
Steve, my husband's bothering me, and he wants me to ask you a question, Kelly, and I'm sorry. Can I ask you a question?
If you want to, I don't know if I'll answer.
My husband wants to know if you were in The Wizard of Oz.
What is that supposed to mean?
Steve, you know, we're having a serious discussion. One of the things I want to tell you, Kelly, Steve just dusted. He used the dust off. Now he's acting
and
like...
And he's crazy!
He's acting like an idiot.
I mean, is he killing his brain cells? I mean, hello?
Well,
why would anybody do that? I mean,
because he wants to know what it does to our children. And you
does
saw
he
what,
not know by seeing what happened to your son when he did it?
He doesn't know.
Hello?
Well, you know what happened was he did it, and now he's asking if you're a munchkin. That's the kind of stupid question in the middle of what we're saying.
Well, then have your husband leave the room.
Thank you.
The thing that I want to say more than anything is that Brandon... This Brandon and his mother, they're suspicious. They're not suspicious. It's a woman and a boy alone.
So what? I was raised by my mother alone. Would
that's
you say
not,
that we were suspicious?
That's not weird, okay? I mean, you see a woman and a boy alone, you go, are you for real?
And not if it's a mother and son.
A mother and son.
You see that all the time.
I mean, there's a lot of single mothers.
There are, but here's the first thing that you have to think of in a post-9/11 world. Is that the mother? Is that the son? Are they married? In other words...
What does 9/11 have to do with a mother and son, you know, being together?
They're brand new. No, they're brand new to our neighborhood. I don't know if they are who they say they are. That's all I'm saying. Now, put that together with the fact that this Brandon is directing my son to Huff. You've got a very explosive combination.
Wait a minute. How could they be married? Well, you know he's a young boy.
Phil, do you know that there are police officers that can go undercover at high schools? They look that young? The same thing with this Brandon. Is he really a young boy? Well, the woman laughs because she's got... I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, Kelly, and I don't mean any offense. Retards for nieces and nephews.
And, well, you know...
Well, she's laughing at me.
I am not laughing at you. You're the retard. I mean, if you let your kid...
Did I hear you laugh
at... Let your kid off scot-free for something that he knew should have known better not to do.
You laughed at my boy because he was directed by someone who... purports himself to be a boy. He
no,
could be a...
I wasn't laughing. I feel sorry that your son got messed up in something like that. But
yeah,
you as a parent should have been more aware of what was going on with him and taught him that he doesn't have to go along with everybody. That
Kelly,
no
this is Phil Hendry. This is Phil Hendry. Hold on. I can hear your husband, Ms. Dooley, singing in the background some kind of a song.
Steve.
Is he singing Lollipop Guild? Is that it?
I've asked him to leave the room, and I apologize to your caller. I am saying to Kelly that it is impossible for her and I, as women who love our children and nieces and nephews, we can't protect them anymore. Give it up.
Yes, we can
whatever whore, whatever future is a whore or pimp, I don't know anymore. I'm very upset.
I mean, I can understand that you're upset that your son was doing that, but... You also need to let him know that he can't get off scot-free for doing stuff like that.
Okay, I want to show you something. Kelly, my husband, a man who loves me, and he knows how upset I am, but because he has just done Dust Off, he started singing Superfly. That's a song about a pimp.
Look, at Ms. Dooley, I know you're upset, and I don't want you to be upset. We can conclude this interview.
No, it's too important.
Is your husband mocking the fact that your son may grow up to be a pimp?
How old are your nieces and nephews, Kelly?
I have them ranging from 23 and married down to 6 years old.
None of them are... I'm sorry, are any of them pimps?
Heck no!
I'm sorry, I...
All right,
I mean,
Kelly,
that's offensive.
Holy, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Dust off. The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Talk Radio's prodigal son. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
All right. Bobby Dooley joins us here on the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Ms. Dooley is the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, as well as their PTO. Her son, Seth, who is your youngest son, correct, Bobby?
Seth is, I don't even remember the name. I don't remember the age of my own son. He is 12 years old, and I want to apologize to you and your listeners for the emotionalism this evening.
It's fine, ma'am.
No, Phil, you know what? It really isn't, because I do represent parents, and I do represent homeowners, and I don't want to represent them in a way that, in any other way than what is very dry-eyed and clear thinking about this problem. But when you have, like that southern lady who called last half hour, when you come from a family like hers, where there has been some intermarriage, where there perhaps has been public assistance, I don't think you understand the depth of the humiliation when a woman and a boy who appear to be related as mother and son move into your neighborhood, take possession of a house that is elevated above the other homes. In other words, it's a cul-de-sac where the other homes haven't been built yet. And so they live alone, just the two of them at the top of the hill. They do appear to be mother and son. I have no reason to doubt that they are mother and son. But when the boy directs my boy to huff and to go have himself dusted locally, this is concerning to me. This evening, my husband, in an effort to understand our son, used the Dust Off product. He's singing stupid songs.
Is he all right? I mean,
well, I told him to leave the house, but not to get in the car. He's wandering the streets. And we do live in a gated community, so I have security looking at him.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show here. We're talking with Bobby Dooley, and let's get over to another phone call here. Debbie, hi, you're on The Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes.
I'm going to try very hard not to appear to be judgmental, but I strongly feel that you're judging this woman, and I have a lot of respect for single mothers out there, single fathers, and, you know, I would just have to say to you that a lot of people might be judging you right now because your husband is trying this dust off. Why does he have to try it? I mean, where are people... Wait.
We're progressive parents.
I want to finish. Let me finish, and then I'll let you talk.
We're very progressive parents.
Okay, very progressive. Your husband may die tonight because he's tried this. People have died from this. It's a lot different from smoking a joint. It's a lot different from taking some speed. This is something that people have died from. This is like saying, oh, I've heard of this game called Russian roulette. Let's stick a bullet in the gun and see how it works. You could die.
Well, yes, but what is it? Debbie, you're talking to someone who has a little bit of experience in playing Russian roulette. Back in my younger days, I was not emotionally a very well young woman, and I did a lot of Russian roulette. And I can tell you, yes, it's dangerous.
Okay, but...
My husband is a veteran user of LSD.
Well, how is all of this...
Okay,
I'm going to jump in here for a second, if I could. Your husband's used LSD.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Does he still use it?
No, Phil, I'm talking about...
You're just talking about when you were younger.
Yes.
All right. Having all of that, so are you saying, therefore, because he's dropped a lot of acid, he can huff this stuff?
I'm just trying to tell Debbie that I don't think he's going to die.
Okay, but you know what? Neither did all these other people who've died from using the dust off either. Why does he have to try it to know that it's bad? Why does he have to try it to know that it's not good for his son? I personally don't think he's setting a good example for your son. Personally, I have an ex-stepdaughter who is now 12. I've smoked pot. Never would I ever admit to her that I've smoked pot, maybe until she's in her late 20s, because I don't want to set a bad example, because right now the campaign is just say no to drugs, drugs are bad.
Okay, I can hear the man singing.
Steve just walked in with three cases of dust off from our store. Okay.
Right.
The This is what I'm talking about. All right?
So what's your point? Did he do the right thing by trying it?
He's walked into this home with three cases of dust off that he got at Bobby's closet.
Why are you? You shouldn't even be selling that stuff.
Excuse me, Phil. It is not a drug. It's used to clean off computer keyboards.
But your own son has caused you this emotional grief from using it, and you got cases of it at your store?
Oh, my God. So you see some connection. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, your husband just walked in with three cases.
What's he going to do with it?
He wants to get the serial numbers and to find out more. Now, I will tell you this. I don't know how to tell you this, Debbie, but I was a prostitute at one time. I'm not
and
proud of that.
And you have the audacity to judge this woman who lives alone with her son in your association there?
No, hold on. I'm simply saying that if she's a mother with a son, yes, that's fine. How do we know that's their relationship?
How do we know what your relationship, how do we know that's really your husband?
Well, you know, I've got a lot of friends here, and, you know,
How do we know
it's
that?
It's called a marriage license.
Okay.
I can certainly put it up on our website.
Maybe she's a widow.
I'm suspicious of the woman.
Have you talked
why
to her?
Why have they moved to a cul-de-sac home?
Why
and
not?
And why did her son make my son huff?
Because kids experiment.
Well, you know something? They were also found with their pants off. Now how do you feel about it?
Kids experiment,
why did
and
you
that's
take...
why you as
wait
the
a minute.
Parent...
Why did you keep that information from us?
I just wanted to drop that hand grenade on Debbie and see how cool, calm, and collected she feels now.
I'm calm, cool, and collected because I don't think you're in any position to be judging this woman.
Why? Because I was a prostitute?
Because of everything that you've just said. Your husband's a veteran LSD user. He's just come home with a case of this stuff. He's trying it. You're judging this woman when people right now are probably out there judging you. How
do we know that they are not married, that they're not husband and wife, and that this is some...
I'm only saying to you, saying to you what you're saying about this woman.
Right. Well, I want to tell you, a long time ago, before I really pulled my life together, I was a prostitute. I got involved in a lot of dangerous things. One of them was a nightly Russian roulette game. And we thought it was fun. We were coked out of our minds. We drank a lot. I was the champion for a solid year. I played Russian roulette. Did you ever see Deer Hunter with Christopher Walken?
You know, I don't need
that's
to,
what I looked
you
like.
You know what?
Oh,
the thing
man.
Is, this is my point.
You gotta try this stuff.
You know, you're sitting here judging this Southern woman for having whatever. I think you have some serious issues.
No.
And you to be the president of a homeowners association, given your past. If I lived in that area, I would want you to be the president of my homeowners association, representing me as a parent.
Mm-hmm. Well, the lady that called from the South, it sounded like they'd been intermarriage.
She had an accent?
Well...
Because she had an accent. Is that the only thing you're basing it on?
I think you have to make some conclusions.
No! Oh, my God, uneducated, and I don't want to talk to you anymore.
How naive can you be? How naive can you be?
Bill, I'm sorry, but I'm much more intelligent than this,
this
and I need to hang up because
a
this
lady
woman will not
who sounds
reason.
Like she's a midget. Did she
she's
sound,
not educated.
Debbie, you heard that woman's voice.
And
she
I'm sorry.
Stunted,
I just want to say I am
stunted.
So sorry for the day that you find your son dead. I hope it never happens.
Oh, thank
but
you for
lady,
that.
But,
yeah.
lady, I really think if you keep going at this rate... Mm-hmm. He's not going to be around to see his 25th
well,
birthday.
Well, I think, Debbie, that you should watch out because you probably have a lot of black boyfriends.
Oh,
and the possibility
I have black
of rape.
Mom. You know what?
The possibility
honey,
of rape.
Oh, that is
you.
Unbelievable that you would say something like that.
You know what? I
that
am very well educated.
I heard.
I make an out. Extremely good salary.
Mm-hmm. I don't doubt that. I'm simply
And you know
saying,
what?
Yes.
I don't have any boyfriends. You know why? Because I take care of myself. I don't need anyone. I don't want anyone.
Debbie, you heard that woman's voice. You're telling me that wasn't
She talks like this. What's wrong
no,
with
no, no,
that?
No,
I'm talking
that
like this
it.
Right now.
No, it wasn't
Does
the
that
southern accent. It wasn't the southern accent. She was a midget. She was a midget. Oh, God.
A midget.
Yo hablo español. Y este es porque yo es un mexicano.
Are you for real? Oh
my
God.
Yo hablo español, yo es un mexicano de México.
All right, you can, yes, I'm not a Mexican, I don't speak Spanish.
Hey,
you're
where's that White Rabbit album?
All right, look it, thank you very much.
No, you're not going to hang up on her. She won't admit that she was.
I'm going to let you
go. She won't admit she heard
a
midget.
I'm not wasting my time. She's
not
very educated. Thank you for letting me make my point.
I think you should get your GED. Thank you.
And I hope that your son makes it to his 25th birthday.
I hope you make it back from the bar tonight.
Okay. Good night, Bill. Thank you.
Good night, Phil. Thank you, Phil.
Phil?
Phil?
Well, who's on the line here and who wants to talk to me?
Phil, I would like to continue to listen.
Yes, ma'am.
But I just can't waste my time with this woman anymore.
Yeah, Phil, I would like to listen too, but this woman who won't admit that on her way home, walking home from the bar tonight.
I'm with
See,
my
is this dueling insults?
Mother, and she's shocked at listening to all this.
You shot your...
She is shocked at what she's hearing. And you know what? She did a great job raising me, and I
was... I want to say something to your mother. Darling, you do have a beautiful daughter. Hendrix! You do... Oh, God. Stephen, you do have a beautiful daughter. It's too bad that with her beauty and her brains, walking home tonight, she
Who
could be found under a car.
Who said I was walking home? I drove home in my Cadillac, ma'am.
Did you borrow that from your boyfriend?
Jesus,
you know, Phil, this is really funny. She says, my Cadillac, and yet she denies dating black men.
All right. Thank you very much, Debbie. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
It's going to take a pretty significantly large pair to sue me.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
More of that. Yeah.
All right. Bobby and Steve Dooley, 1-800-449. Am I hearing music there?
Steve, what are you playing? He's playing Dark Side of the Moon now.
Stuff's dope.
So all I'm saying is the woman that I spoke to earlier, the lady, I forget her name.
The lady you just talked to before the break.
Yes. She's a classic example of an individual. She thinks she has her own life, but she borrows her black boyfriend's Cadillac. And there's nothing wrong, Phil, with interracial dating, but why deny it? She has a mother sitting at home. I would really like to look into whether that woman is being fed regularly or whether the daughter just pushes a plate full of food underneath the door to her. Does the mother have access to the outside world?
Wait a minute. What has this got to do with huffing?
Hold on for a minute.
Try it.
Phil, Steve wants me to try it. And
what is he? He's listening to Dark Side of the Moon.
It's dope, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, I know it's dope. Okay, I got a radio show I'm doing.
Let me just... Oh.
Man, what a nutty place. The lunatic is in the garage.
What is the... Is the lunatic on the garage?
All right, Ms. Dooley, I'm going to have to go now then, huh?
Huh?
Hey, Mr. Henry, the lunatic is in the grass. That's because they're British.
Because they're British, they talk like that.
Yeah. I got to go now. And turn your music down, okay, so I can continue talking, or I'm going to have to hang up.
You know, Phil, I want you to know something. Your voice is vibrating.
What?
Your voice is vibrating. It sounds like this. Seriously, Phil.
Bobby, I'm going to hang up.
No, seriously, please just listen, because this is what dust... I just dusted. Oh, wait a minute. This is the best part.
Listen to that fag.
Phil, this is what your voice sounds like. Oh, my tongue is numb now.
You hear the lunatic is on your ass?
All right, hang up on him now, bud. This is fun. Nah, it ain't fun for me.
Phil, I just want to say that if anybody needs it, I got 10 cases of dust off. Woo!
Phil Hendry Show.
This is dope!
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The lunatic is in...
Will you hang up on him, bud?
I think it's funny listening to him. It sounds like a freaking idiot.
He is an idiot. Using dust off, listening to... What kind of twisted combination of cultures is that? Let's huff and listen to Floyd. Woo! Like there's some acceptable or respectable kind of intoxicant. But if Pink Floyd made Dark Side of the Moon with the intention that no one listened to it, having imbibed any kind of chemical or mood-inducing, mood-enhancing, or mood-reducing drug, then my name is Bud Dickman and you're Phil Hendry.
Where are your Phil Hendry Show?
That's impossible, baby. All right, thanks to Bobby Dooley. I hope that they're okay. Steve started huffing dust off just to find out, And it's not huffing. I don't know what you do with it, but you just up your nose or in your snout or something, man, in your ear. So he did that, and in an effort to find out, you know, more about his son's troubles. And the next thing we know, he's singing Lollipop Guild, asking if people were munchkins, and then he's listening to the Floyd. Well, didn't he have some other record on or something? Hendrix, yeah. He was looking for his Hendrix CD, couldn't find it. And freaking Jefferson Airplane, get out of here. The world-famous Phil Henry Show will have its second webcast tomorrow night. That starts at 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. We invite you to join us for our second webcast of the summer. We're at the height of the summer right now, man. It can't get any deeper into the summer than it is right now. And, you know, have yourself a little bit of a laugh. Watch how we perform our show. Watch the weird sweat-inducing things that I do to get into this thing. And our host will be, our special MC, during the commercial breaks, will be Herb Sewell. What that means is this. If you have a web pass, if you have a backstage pass to the Phil Henry website, you'll see Herb Sewell during the commercial breaks. If you're listening to the show, you won't see, obviously won't see anything. But you certainly won't see Herb doing his thing during a commercial break. So you got to get the web pass, baby. The backstage pass, $6.95 a month, gives you access to everything. Just go to www.philhenryshow.com.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR.